And the federal appeals court in Chicago is giving a small victory to a former Illinois governor. The court threw out convictions on 5 corruption charges against Rod Blagojevich. Unfortunately for him, the other 13 counts will keep him in prison. NPR's David Shaper reports.
When it comes to selling a U.S. Senate seat to the highest bidder, as FBI recordings caught former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich trying to do.
I mean, I've got this thing, and it's golden. And I'm just not giving it up. Nothing.
It's not necessarily a crime if what you're trying to get in return is a cabinet appointment. That's according to the unanimous ruling by the 3-judge panel on the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which said it's not illegal for Blagojevich to try to get himself appointed Health and Human Services Secretary in exchange for appointing President Obama's close friend Valerie Jarrett to Obama's vacated Senate seat.
What the court is doing is they're playing into a nationwide discussion about what politicians can and can't do in terms of horse trading.
Leonard Cavese is emeritus professor of law at Chicago's DePaul University.
When one politician offers a public act to another politician, hoping for a public act in return, that is not bribery.
The Seventh Circuit's ruling calls it a common exercise in log rolling. It suggests such political bartering is common. Former federal prosecutor Patrick Collins sent another Illinois governor, George Ryan, to prison and has this take on the ruling.
It's a little bit of a roadmap for the politician who functions in the gray zone about where the lines are.
The appeals court did affirm the 13 other counts Blagojevich was convicted of, calling the evidence overwhelming. And while Blagojevich will be resentenced, the court also ruled the original 14-year prison term is not excessive. Outside of the Blagojevich's Chicago home, the reaction of wife Patty Blagojevich is sadness.
This has been a long road for our family. We've waited a long time for this decision, and we are very disappointed.
Blagojevich's defense attorney says his advice is to fight on and appeal. A spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago, which brought the case, declined to comment. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.